Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, November 9th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. These days, it's harder for couples to buy a house, feed a family, and manage household costs. It's also gotten a lot more expensive to get a divorce.
Divorces have become more heated, more contentious, more expensive because of inflation and because of all the tension that's built up over the years. One lawyer told me that divorces that would previously settle after one or two mediation sessions are now taking, you know, six to resolve.
Coming up, we'll talk with our personal finance reporter, Veronica Dagger, about the rising costs of splitting up and what some couples who are on the outs are doing to rein costs in. That's after the break.
Think for a moment about your purpose, your why. It could be the thing that drives you or the people who inspire you, the mark you wish to leave or the legacy you've already built. At PNC Private Bank, we can help you work towards achieving that purpose for yourself and your loved ones every step of the way. We'll take care of the how. So just tell us, what's your why? To learn more, please visit pnc.com/private bank. Copyright 2022, the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. All rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
They say breaking up is hard to do. For couples getting divorced, it can also be hard to afford. WSJ personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger has been looking into the rising cost of getting a divorce and questions that couples should ask before making a split official. Hey, Veronica, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
You know, Veronica, there are obviously financial implications that go along with a divorce, not to mention the emotional toll.
There are few life events more emotionally and financially taxing than a divorce. You know, it's a really tough time for folks. And people right now are especially angry at the economy. Things like higher prices are stressing people out. They're angry at their spouses for being trapped together essentially because of COVID for, you know, 2+ years. And they're acting out, divorce lawyers are telling me. You know, divorces have become more heated, more contentious, more expensive because of inflation and because of all the tension that's built up over the years. One lawyer told me that divorces that would previously settle after one or two mediation sessions are now taking, you know, six to resolve.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of the financial issues that often come up in a divorce. For one, who gets the house is a question that usually comes up in divorce negotiations. How has the changing housing market affected that equation?
Well, these higher mortgage rates really changes the way people think about their present and future homes, a lawyer told me. So if one spouse wants to buy the other out of their share of the home, that spouse is likely going to need to refinance the mortgage. While refinancing is so much more costly than it was a year ago, because mortgage rates now are hovering around 7% compared to around 3% in January. Also, if you have an adjustable rate mortgage and that's due to reset soon, holding on to that home may be less attractive. So there's a lot of complexities. There's also things like home prices, that home price growth is slowing. And because of that, people aren't getting the offers, the top dollar offers for their house when they sell it anymore. And because of that, some couples are debating when they should sell the house and if they should sell the house. So it gets really contentious.
And then what if there are other assets to split up, you know, like stocks?
It's very tricky because, as you know, our stock portfolios, our 401ks, have really taken a hit this year. You know, if you're in a bear market, things get difficult to value. Your 401k might have been worth $2 million and now it's worth $1.8 million. And so how do you split up that asset fairly? Other assets that aren't as easy to value also have gotten more complicated. So, for example, if you share a business with your spouse, well, how do you value that if business isn't as good anymore because there's, you know, a bit of an economic pullback? And if you want to buy that spouse out of that business, the cost of a personal loan that you might need to take to afford that is that much higher. And so how do you equate for all that? So there's so many more moving pieces now than there were, say, a year ago.
And aside from splitting things up, just going through the process can be expensive. How has that changed?
There's higher legal bills, and that's adding to the tension. The price of legal services rose about 7.4% in September from a year earlier. And that's according to the Labor Department. And the cost of divorce really varies so widely depending on the complexity of the divorce and how many issues are being contested. So there's a 2019 stat, so we know this is old, but it directionally can be helpful. On average, divorcing spouses each pay about $11,300 in attorney's fees.
And the financial questions keep coming even after the split, like child support and alimony.
Right. Increases in alimony and child support payments tend to be tied to the consumer price index, the CPI. And that's grown at rates not seen in four decades. And so existing child support and spousal support orders can be subject to a cost of living adjustment. And so your wages may not have gone up substantially, but your child support payments could. And that's adding a lot of stress onto people.
Wow, that's a lot of potential financial change on the line. You know, Veronica, after all this, I wonder if couples would just consider staying together.
Yeah, some might. I mean, yikes, some people would say to that, because emotionally that might not be your best bet for your mental health or emotional health. But staying together for your finances usually makes a lot more sense than getting divorced, if financial planners will tell you. They're actually advising in certain cases to stay together in some form, maybe sign a postnuptial agreement. Some divorcing parents actually consider nesting, in which the divorcing parents rotate in and out of the family home to care for the children who reside there continuously. That's become more popular as people face higher housing costs.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal personal finance reporter Veronica Dagger. Veronica, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
The Wall Street Journal editorial page is always on top of the latest from Washington and around the world. I'm Kyle Peterson, and you can join me, Paul Jagot, Kim Strassel, and our colleagues on the Potomac Watch podcast each Monday through Friday. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button on your favorite podcast app.